knew I was this handsome?
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
From Showcase Live, it's the 2016 Totally Awards. And now, your hosts, Ashley and Romeo.
Wow. Ashley, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. You've made it to the 2016 Totally.
We are super pumped to be here. So excited to see all of you guys. And look, Romeo actually got dressed up for one.
Hey, we actually cleaned up. You look amazing. I cannot wait to see. We had some unbelievable moments this season. Who's going to take home the best of the season?
My personal fave. I love seeing how creative the players get in this year's Audible photo shoots.
We've had an even better time getting to know them in Pat's Chat.
The nominees for Best Pat's Chat Answer are...
Martellus Bennett.
I body slammed a cow one time, too.
Wait, what?
I body slammed a cow. It's like a family.
What did the cow do to you?
It was a family reunion. We see who could pick up the cow.
Okay.
Justin Coleman.
Growing up, I was one of those guys who was into magic. So I used to try to do magic every now and then. I didn't understand how people would disappear, but I used to try it.
Yeah.
Eric Rowe.
First day, you know, I walk in the locker room, I see Tom, I'm like, oh, snap. You know, I see Gronk and Coach Belichick. So first day, I mean, I was pretty nervous, you know.
James White.
How did you get the nickname Sweet Feet, and do you like it?
It's actually funny. I got the nickname when I was in high school. I kind of didn't like it at first, but and it kind of stuck with me, so I like it now.
And the winner of our first Golden Challenge flag is...
Mr. James White, everybody.
Thank you, Totally Patriots, for the award on the best nickname. I really appreciate it. I have to give a shout-out to my high school teacher, Mr. Aloma, because he came up with it. Just thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Congratulations, James. So the players don't only like to talk about themselves during Path Chat. Sometimes they like to get the crowd involved, especially when it comes to team spirit. The nominees for Best Team Spirit Award are...
Alandon Roberts, University of Houston.
On the 50.
On the 40.
On the 40.
On the 30.
On the 30.
We gon' see.
We gon' see.
Malcolm Mitchell, University of Georgia.
Just copy me. You ready? Go, dog, sickle.
Justin Coleman, University of Tennessee.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills.
And the winner is...
Justin Coleman, University of Tennessee. Go ball.
Thank you, Totally Patriots, for this Team Spirit Award. It's an honor, and I'll be sure to give way more team spirit for our team.
Congratulations, Justin. When things get a little too serious during Pat's Chat, it's always nice to balance it out with a little comedy from Tilted. It's always nice to see the players let loose a little bit and have some fun. And we learned a little something there, too. Here come the nominees for Best Fun Fact.
Ledges.
Barkevious Mingo.
Don't do ledges. Like, I can't. I can jump out of a plane.
Yes.
I can't do ledges. You can fall. You can fall and there's no parachute. I need space.
Gino Grissom.
I started playing the drums when I was like five. I was really little. My dad's a musician, plays the bass, so me and him would just jam out.
Shay McClellan.
I actually ate a spider. I went to Papua New Guinea, and they eat spiders there, so they cook these big banana spiders, and they're huge. I mean, it was dead and cooked, but the fact that a spider was in your mouth was really disgusting.
Chris Long.
because I was born with six fingers on my left hand. I'm arguably more evolved. Yeah. Here it is. Wait. Yeah, it was the left hand. It's got a little scar right here.
And the award goes to
Mr. Barkevious Mingo.
Coming up, Romeo and Ashley present the award for most disgusting challenge food and discover the physics of punt returns as the 2016 Totallys continue.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Do you want me to sing a little T-Swift?
Oh, no!
Shake it off! Shake it off!
Totally Challenge has quickly become a fan favorite, especially because nobody knows what the challenge flag holds.
Yeah. And he hits that one.
Oh!
Eat a larva.
It's actually good.
All right, well, I'm very glad you guys all got to make it today.
Here we go.
Let's go, Patriots. Let's go.
Like this?
Hey! These poor guys have had to eat is disgusting. The nominees for Best Challenge Food are
Joe Tooney, crickets.
Eat crickets.
What? Eat crickets.
Come on.
I had to eat crickets.
He's sweating.
You ready? Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Oh.
Jabal Shear, mealworm.
Oh. What is that? What is that? I don't know. Eat a mealworm. Eat a mealworm.
I like it. That's all for you.
Is it good? What you did it.
Malcolm Mitchell, jelly bean chocolate.
Mine was like mint or something.
Oh.
Toothpaste.
Oh, toothpaste.
Yeah. They're toothpaste. Mine's brass, but I don't mind it.
I don't know what it is, but it's really
cool. It might be like brownie or something.
Oh, if that was a brown one, though.
It's dog food. Oh.
Jonathan Jones, baby food.
Oh. Yes, get it down. There Cheers. We go. Cheers. Whoa. Oh.
The winner is...
Knew it, Malcolm Mitchell and the Jelly Bean Challenge.
Thank you, Totally Patriots, for nominating me for this award. I appreciate it. I never like beating out teammates, but I have to take the W on this one. Thank you.
Man, I'm still talking and thinking about that Jelly Bean Challenge. I'm scared to eat jelly beans now because I just don't know what I'm going to get. All right, all season we've been learning about the science, the mathematics, the formula, all the different plays and what goes in, the physics about football. Time to put it all together, checking with Professor Fritz in our final How'd They Do That of the season.
I'd really like to thank the Academy for this award and everyone who voted for me. But you know, I'm not one to rest on my laurels. So let's get down to business. Let's find out what you guys learned this season on How'd They Do That.
Here's Danny Amendola returning a punt.
From this play, we're able to calculate several things. His speed, his velocity, and his acceleration. Here are the numbers we have so far. We calculate his speed using the total distance he travels divided by the time it takes him to run. Velocity is slightly different because you need to know his displacement. Since he doesn't travel in a straight line, we need to use geometry to find his distance. Then we divide the distance over time. As for his acceleration, subtract his final velocity from his initial velocity. Divide that over time, and you have his acceleration. Now that we got the basics, we can get more complex in our calculations to find out what's really happening in this play. To find out how much force Amendola is exerting, we use Newton's second law. Force equals mass times acceleration. With his mass and his velocity, we can then find his momentum. As for the force of the tackle, we can use impulse to figure it out. Force equals mass times velocity over time. We've given you the formulas this season to discover the physics of football and everyday life. Now it's up to you to use them. Challenge yourself in school and at home. You'll be surprised how much you find out about yourself and the world around you. I'm Professor Fritz, and until next season, get out of here. I want to play with my Newton's cradle.
Coming up, the award for Best Actor, and Totally Playbook takes a look at special teams on the 2016 Totally Awards.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
My favorite dinosaur has to be maybe a T-Rex. That'll be my means of transportation, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't nobody mess with me because I got a Tyrannosaurus as a whip, so.
One thing Totally Patriots has given us this season is a ton of laughs, specifically when it was time for Totally Challenge and the players had to give us their best impressions. The nominees for Best Actor are...
Martellus Bennett, Batman.
Let's go. Come on, Bruce. Now you got to act like you slapped my hand, like you slapped me. No, the other way. Use the hand. Slap me again. Slap the hand harder. Harder, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Get him, Jack.
Jack. I don't know if I trust your aim. Let's go.
Oh, give it up for Jack, everybody.
Alandon Roberts, Bad Boys.
Let's go. So we're going to get the bad guys. Go.
But why you got your arm out, though?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. Go, man, go.
I'm going, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Ted Karras, Harry Potter.
Expelliarmus.
Expecto Patronum.
Septum Semper.
Oh,
see, I know some spells.
I
read all the books.
Eric Rowe, Kanye West.
I don't mean to be rude. Takes the award from her. I don't really think she deserves this award. You know.
Kanye.
Thanks, Totally Patriots. It's an honor to get the Best Actor Award. I'm glad there's so many other Harry Potter fans out there like me.
This season's newest segment, Totally Playbook, has taught us all about terms that we all need to know to learn and understand the game of football. Shout out to Gerard Mayo. He's done an outstanding job of teaching us all. I want to check in with him one more time this season. Let's learn all about special teams.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again. And a lot of people have been pinging me saying, Gerard, how come you don't talk about special teams? Well, today we're going to talk about special teams, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite teams, and it's the punt team. So everyone's like, hey, what are special teams? Well, special teams are your punt team, your punt return team, your kickoff return team, and your field goal team and your field goal block team. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of special teams and the punt team. So the punt team, you have what's called gunners on the outside. And the Patriots have a great gunner in Matt Slater, always down the field. But what does he have to do each and every play? He has to beat a double team or a vice. These guys are called the vice. And why are they called the vice? Because you have two people pinching down on one gunner, trying to get down the field and make the tackle. So you always want your punter to kick the ball far, but the further it goes, sometimes it gives the returner more room to run it back. So what you actually need is you need height on the ball. And when a punter is able to get the ball up in the air, it always gives guys time to fill their lanes. So you say, what are lanes? You want everyone to spread out and get in their lanes. No one's chasing one another. Everyone has a lane and they're trying to bottle the ball up and make a tackle. But the good thing about the punt team, it's able to change field position. So when you hear people say, hey, we're going to play the field position game, these are hidden yards. So all of these yards are hidden yards. If the punt returner is able to run the ball back 30 yards, then hey, you're in trouble. Your punt coverage team didn't do a good job. So you want to pin that guy deep, make him punt the ball back to you, and now you're in field goal range and you can run your special team unit out there. And thanks guys for joining us. Had a great time this year. This was 101, but don't forget, next year, tune in. We're going to go to the 201 series and really get in depth in some of these topics.
Still to come, which player has the best dance moves? The Totalists continue next.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I saw Zootopia a couple times now. Hey, Flash. Hey. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm back. Can you believe how fast the season has gone? Now remember, we want to stay active. So use the stairs, get up off your couch, and grab your friends and get out there and have some fun. If you follow those key tips that I've explained, then you will stay totally fit.
Thanks, Chelsea. We've been attempting to stay fit all season, minus my frozen yogurt intake, but at least we have you to help us.
That's right, and we've been learning some of your best dance moves. Take a look. Waiting all season for this. Ashley, it's time to show us your selling.
Here we go.
Kick it. Oh, boy. You know what?
No, that's not.
I wish I hadn't waited all season. The nominees for Best Dance are
Justin Coleman, Conga Line, Jabal Sheer, Moonwalk.
Are you Moonwalk?
Ballerina. Martellus Bennett, Ballet. Malcolm Mitchell, Thriller.
Yeah. That's all I got.
And the Golden Challenge flag goes to
Martellus Bennett for Ballet. Oh, look at how sweet that is. Wow, guys, give it up for Colt. This really has been such a fabulous season, and we've seen some great action on the field, too.
We have. The nominees for top plays are
LeGarrette Blount versus the Dolphins. Tom Brady versus the Browns. Rob Gronkowski versus the Bills. Shane McClellan versus the Raiders.
Malcolm Butler versus the Jets.
And our last golden challenge flag of the show goes to...
LeGarrette Blount, everybody! Woo!
Wow, what a season. Ashley, what a show. Congratulations to all of our winners today.
You know what that means, guys. We're on to hashtag 2017, baby. But before we go, we're going to leave you with some of our favorite moments this season.
That's right. We'll see you guys next fall.
We're out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. I was like, you didn't like this? Simultaneously with the yeah.